T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So, it was kind of a downer for the Sunflower Collegiate League that two of their three teams in the NBC World Series, abbreviated as it is, got beat in the first round and got knocked down into the loser's bracket. But they both came through with flying colors yesterday. Hutch had an easy one, the Hutch Monarchs, after getting beat by Liberal, beat the Kansas City All-Stars 12-1. So Hutchinson stays alive in the NBC World Series. And Rose Hill, chock full of shockers, got a start from Connery Peters. The catcher was Ross Cadena. Garrett Kosas played first. Hunter Gibson was in right. So all kinds of shockers on Rose Hill's team. They got six early and looked like they were going to run rule Colorado. It was 6-1 after two, something like that. And then Rose Hill kind of shut it down. Colorado caught up. And then Hunter Gibson came up, I think, with a guy on. And hit a bomb to right field. This happened at X Stadium last night. And you couldn't see it great, but if you were streaming the game online, Hunter Gibson threw his bat halfway up the screen in what can only be described as a javelin throw instead of a bat flip.
Good Lord.
Rose Hill survives and moves on in the loser's bracket of the NBC World Series. Great, great matchups tonight. In the winner's side at X Stadium, Santa Barbara and Liberal is the nightcap, and the 6 o'clock game is Hayes and Cheney. So that should be really,
nice.
Really good.
Yeah.
Good. In Hutch, today and tonight, two elimination games. It'll be the Rose Hill Sluggers again. They will match up against the Houston Express. That's at 6 o'clock. And Hutchinson will play Hattiesburg in the late game at Hutch, in order to stay alive and go back to Wichita State and play at Eck on Friday. So there's the latest from the NBC World Series. All right, the Cindio Twitter question now. NBA talk in about 8 minutes from now as Fred VanVleet did Fred VanVleet things again last night. This one has to do with your individual firsts in your life. Don't ask where this came from because I can't remember. I don't know. Just popped into my head and I went with it. Which first is the most vivid in your head other than sex? So the first time you had sex is off the board. What first otherwise is the most vivid in your head? First kiss, first heartbreak, first car, or first paycheck slash job? Did I leave out any first that would get a lot of consideration? Can you think of any?
Because
I feel like those are the big ones.
No, those are pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, those I think are I think those are all very good considerations.
Yeah.
First that you would probably look back on and have pretty good feelings about.
Yeah. Now, I'll be honest, the most vivid recollection in my head is probably my first car. And that is getting 52% of the vote. Although it wasn't mine, per se. It was the one I was allowed to drive first. But first kiss, 24.7%. First heartbreak, 17.6%. First check slash job, only getting 6% of the vote. I can pretty vividly remember the first time I got paid for something. As weird as that is, I guess, because the Twitter followers don't echo that sentiment. But first car is kind of carrying the day, over 50% of the vote. JP said first fight, and it didn't go well. I did consider your first physical altercation. That was honorable mention. I didn't obviously write it down. Deanna has hers, and she included a picture. First car. It was a 1988 Thunderbird with a V8 and glass packs on the mufflers. I loved her, and her demise was another first. Car accident.
That might have been the first. That might have been the first heartbreak then for her.
Yes, that's true. First fender bender would have been a good one because that would be hard to forget. The first accident you ever got into.
First kiss could be pretty solid, depending on whether it was just a quick kiss, fleeting, or whether it was a little more involved.
Or where. Because you're probably sneaking it, right? Could have been in an alley. You could have been behind the school.
Sure.
Could have been between a couple of buildings at school. Recess. I don't know. Anyway.
Recess?
Yeah.
What kind of playgrounds did you hang out on?
So I've been told. Not,
Good
you know,
Lord.
Not that I've kissed anybody at recess or anything. Okay, the PGA Championship is underway. Scottie Scheffler has birdied his first two holes, so he's 2 under after two. There's about 20 guys out there right now, so we'll keep you abreast of anything cool that's happening in San Francisco's PGA Championship gets underway. Told you about the NBC World Series. That continues tonight. Two really good winner's bracket games out at X Stadium. A curious case of how the Raiders are convincing their players that COVID-19 is no joke. We'll talk about that in the second hour. But coming up next, Fred VanVleet's got the Toronto Raptors 3-0 in the bubble. And speaking of the bubble, NBA players apparently starting to get it, starting to behave. A little NBA talk when we come back here on Sports Daily. 1 hour down, one to go with Shane and Bruce. This is KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.